Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jason Hitch of TCFA. We're back with Jason in just a moment.
Okay, sports fans, it's game time at the Built Ford Tough Sales Event. Ford F-150 with EcoBoost has smash-mouth power with efficiency. Ford Super Duty, boom. That's how you punch it right up the gut, pal. And here's another stat, folks. F-Series has been America's best-selling truck for 37 straight years. That's called a dynasty, baby. Now, during the Built Ford Tough Sales Event, score big savings on the hardest-hitting lineup of trucks on the field.
The Built Ford Tough Sales Event is on for a limited time at your Oklahoma Ford dealer. Come in today to get the best deals on a brand new F-Series truck. There's no better time to see the great fuel economy, dominating power, and legendary Ford quality that's made F-Series America's best-selling trucks for 37 years straight. And now, during the Built Ford Tough Sales Event, get huge cash back, low APR financing, or attractive lease offers on a brand new Built Ford Tough F-150 or Super Duty. Go online to OklahomaFord.com. Then visit your Oklahoma Ford dealer for a test drive today.
The annual meeting of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, feedlots out of New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas gathering in Oklahoma City. Their chairman this year of TCFA is Jason Hitch of Hitch Feedlots out of Guymon. And we had the opportunity to visit with Jason as the meeting was cranking up about tight feedlot numbers and how that's impacting doing business.
It's been very, very difficult. As for my own operation, we've decided not to stay completely full. The risk hanging out there with buying those cattle was just greater than I could bear. But I know a lot of the feed yards have stayed full, and I admire what they're doing and the risk they're taking, and hopefully they're managing their risk to their liking.
You obviously, part of the risk is the very high amount of, or large amount of capital that you've got to have. That has been really unprecedented, hasn't it?
It has been. The capital requirements for an operation today are actually just astronomical. The banks have been pretty good to get along with. If they understand agribusiness, those that don't, I imagine, are backing away. It's a rather staggering sum of money. I think I saw on the paper that, 8,000 head is roughly $12 million. You work that out, 60,000 head for a feed yard would be $100 million, and that's just a lot of money.
Almost, as we mentioned, it's just incredible where we are with these numbers compared to just, three or four years ago even.
Oh, absolutely. Fat cattle market has come up about $20 or $30 in the last 4 years, while the feeder cattle has come up almost twice that. While the numbers have worked out for us this summer, looking into the future, it's hard to feel confident about that continuing. I'd love to see it, and I hope for it dearly, but it's just hard to bet on that.
I know that Hitch has always been kind of a leader when it comes to trying to figure out ways to best market your cattle. At the same time, I know you've got your eye on that cash market, and it gets smaller and smaller. How much does that worry you?
It worries me tremendously. I think that eventually we'll overcome this. All the animal industries are looking for ways to base price their market off something besides cash as the cash market continues to shrink, regardless of what animal industry you're in. We'll find something. For a while, when the cash index was unreported in pork, we switched to board pricing, and I think probably something like that could work on cattle as well. It would be a major change, a major shift, and that's not going to make anybody super comfortable, but there are options out there, and I imagine we'll find one.
So we've got some transition still to go on that, most certainly.
Absolutely, and who knows what it'll eventually settle on. The board is an easy one to see because it's already out there, but there could be any number of things that they could come up with.
In your chairman's report, I know you're going to be obviously talking about some of the big picture things going on in the beef industry today, the regulatory challenges, especially with EPA, I would think would be one of the things at the top of your list.
Oh, yeah. EPA has not been our friend for a number of years. There are people in the EPA that are excellent, but the overall goal of theirs, or maybe the goal is the wrong word, the direction they've been heading for the last decade or more has been tightening the screws on cattle and ag operations in general. The latest example would be Waters of the U.S., something they say they're clarifying, but in reality, the way it looks and reads, they are expanding their coverage and their oversight over a large area of what nobody considered to be regulated by the EPA and the Corps of Engineers. So there's certainly something to worry about. A few years ago, we had the dust issue. It just seems to be one thing after another.
The other thing that that's really out there right now is the Secretary of Agriculture talking about this possible dollar a head beef checkoff based on the 96 law. And that, I know that that's a, you know, quite a concern for a lot of folks in the business.
Yeah, it's a huge concern. We've all been pushing for an enhanced checkoff. We had a he directed a group of cattle producers, organizations, I guess, really speaking for the cattle producers to come up with a solution. We've been meeting. One of those groups, I think there was nine or ten, one member pulled out, and he decided that they weren't going to work at all because one of nine removed themselves from the discussion. The other parties were all willing to go forward with something. The 96 Act flies in the face of everything that we believe in as an industry for cattle producer representation and speaking with our voice. The 85 Act that we currently are under is overseen by and regulated by other cattle producers who make up the beef board. The 96 Act puts the secretary in charge of all of that. He picks a board, but it's not required to be producers or any affiliation with the cattle industry, and basically gives the secretary unfettered access over managing that.
Right. You know, Texas, of course, has just established their own beef checkoff. Oklahoma has got the basically the framework in place, legislatively or legally, to be able to move forward on that potentially. That kind of puts a chill on these state checkoff, additional checkoffs, doesn't it?
It does for a moment. I think ultimately all the states understand that it's better to have that checkoff come out of their state and then be directed where the state folks want it than to have the federal government do it for us. I mean, I can't remember which of our great leaders once said it, but a government that can do everything for us is a government who can do nothing for us or take it all away. And I don't think that pulling it away from the states is a good idea. I think letting the states figure this out ultimately will be a very good answer.
You know, as you think about, this particular meeting and looking forward, what's the challenge in your mind to agriculture? What do we need to be paying attention to more maybe than anything else?
We've got to rediscover ourselves. I mean, I think that as we've seen with the animal welfare and the environmental, and there is a huge disconnect between the production portion of our system and the consumer portion of our system. And agricultural people tend to be not the ones to toot their own horn. We don't interact very well with whom we sell our products to or whom ultimately consumes them. And I think that we really need to learn how to tell our story, to get ourselves out in front there and not be afraid to toot our horn and tell people what a good job we do. Additionally, we're going to have to watch what I'm going to call some people who are very well-meaning but very uneducated as to what actually goes on and what it takes to produce food, regardless of the type of food in our country and around the world. More and more people and less resources mean more and more intensive agriculture.
The chairman of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, Jason Hitch with Hitch Feedlots, based out of Guymon, Oklahoma. That's your Beef Buzz, our digital edition of Beef Buzz today. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.